Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, was introduced to the general public in 1992. The practice quickly grew in popularity as more and more people came to benefit from it. A government survey estimated up to 100 million people practicing in China alone. They were from all walks of life, even high-ranking Communist Party officials. By 1998, Falun Dafa had gained widespread respect in Chinese society. Then, on July 20th, 1999, fearing that Falun Dafa's widespread popularity was overshadowing his own legacy, China's then-president Jiang Zemin ordered the traditional Chinese practice eradicated. According to a Washington Post article, quote, Communist Party sources said that the Standing Committee of the Politburo did not unanimously endorse the crackdown, and that President Jiang Zemin alone decided that Falun Gong must be eliminated. Jiang unleashed the full force of the police, the army, and the secret police to arbitrarily detain, arrest, and beat practitioners. Some practitioners were sentenced to prison for as long as 18 years, even though they had committed no crime. In order to justify the persecution to the general public, a systematic nationwide media campaign was organized by the government to demonize Falun Dafa, calling its practitioners crazy. They then said that they were trying to help practitioners by brainwashing them. International media were barred from filming and broadcasting stories about the persecution.
2 days before, I had been filming on Tiananmen Square and got caught, managed to hide the tape in my underwear as usual, and was threatened by the police to be kicked out of the country if I did any more Falun Gong.
The crackdown targeted women, children, and the elderly, along with everybody else. However, the persecution did not work. It failed to stop people practicing, so the persecution was intensified.
Young or old, male or female, adult or child, the Chinese authorities show no respect, no regard for human life, no mercy, and no remorse.
To see such terrible persecution, for me, it was just absurd. And I couldn't understand at first why it was happening. I felt, you know, my duty was to talk about human rights and freedom, because it's very important. I couldn't understand why they were persecuting such good people.
Some of the methods used in the persecution include shocking people repeatedly with 30,000-volt electric batons, burning people to death, forcing 8-month pregnant women to have abortions, beating people to death, and all forms of unimaginable torture.
A woman and her 8-month-old son were tortured to death while in police custody. Her neck and her knuckle bones were broken, and her skull was sunken in. Her infant son's ankles had deep bruises from being hung upside down by handcuffs. There were bruises on the baby's head and blood inside his nose.
The responsibility to be here is for me as an American Jew. For both Jewish history and American values compel me to stand here with you today. Tragically, after over so many centuries, we Jews have been among the quintessential victims of religious persecution. Why? Precisely because, in the face of oppression and degradations visited upon us, good people stood by silently and let it happen.
As of July 2004, more than 1,000 practitioners are known to have been killed. Tens of thousands are still in labor camps and mental institutions. Hundreds of thousands have lost their jobs and their homes. Millions of people have had their lives shattered.
My husband died. My husband's sister was sentenced 2 years in labor camp. My husband's father, shocked by the news, his son's dead. His daughter's sentenced, he passed away, leaving me alone to raise my 18-month-old baby. I urge everyone, help us to stop this persecution. Because in China, thousands of families like us still suffering every day.
Citizens from other countries have gone to China to appeal and have met with similar treatment.
We went to China, we were illegally detained, we were interrogated, we were roughly treated, we had our property stolen, and we were deported. We broke no laws. This happened for no reason at all, except for the fact that we practice Falun Gong and we believe in truthfulness, compassion and forbearance.
And I was dragged out of the hostel and dragged by my hair onto a police bus and taken to a detention centre.
At the police station, I saw a lot of Western practitioner being beaten and abused by the police. And inside another detention center, a police officer came up to me and slapped me in the face with such force that my head was smashed against the wall.
We are not doing anything wrong, only following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. So to arrest people for doing that, especially elderly people, like people in their 80s and also young children and students like me, it's very wrong.
The fact that this is happening today with, a government who is, they're on the Human Rights Commission and they got the Olympics coming, it's very disturbing.
While practitioners of Falun Dafa are being persecuted in China, the practice continues to grow around the world, with more and more people learning the practice and benefiting from it every day.
A lot of Falun Gong innocent practitioners, very good people, are persecuted to death.
It's only by luck that I'm here practicing. I could be over there being tortured or in a labor camp for doing what I was doing in the park. I'm just lucky, and so I will speak out for those who are less fortunate than me in China.
The persecution of the Falun Gong must end, and it must end now.